January.
On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Cherbourg peaked at 26 degrees today, and Mulholland 28, Pretoria 27.
I was trying to say 3 o'clock in dry January, but hey. Station vehicle at 1 south onto Garsfontein Road, nog is still standing with the N12 US, and this one's at the Rietfontein Interchange.
We begin in Johannesburg. A 47-year-old foreign national has been taken into custody on charges of human trafficking. This after 10 teenage boys have been rescued in the CBD. Gauteng Police spokesperson Colonel Katlego Mogale says Metro Police officers were alerted of 8 half-naked teenage boys walking along Broad Street in Malbarton. Mogale said police have confirmed that the teenagers are foreign nationals who do not speak English, and the countries of origin have not yet been determined.
The officers were also informed that there were 2 more boys who had already been taken away in a blue VW Jetta. The vehicle was later intercepted along the street, but the driver fled, resulting in a high-speed chase which ended in Commissioner Street with the subsequent arrest of the suspect and the rescue of the 2 half-naked teenagers.
The suspect is expected to appear before the Boysons Magistrates Court on Thursday, facing charges related to illegal immigration and also alleged human trafficking. The ANC is calling on the United States of America to release Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro and his wife Celia. President Cyril Ramaphosa, in his capacity as president of the ANC, said earlier that America has undermined the authority of Venezuela as a member state of the United Nations.
We reiterate our call for decisive action by the United Nations Security Council to fulfill its mandate and advance peace and security and uphold the rule of law.
He was speaking at the South African Communist Party's 31st annual Joe Slovel commemoration in Soweto today. In other news, Victor Majola, accused of murdering musician DJ Waras, has to wait until the 13th of January to hear if he'll be released on bail. The case has been postponed to confirm his arrest address. Majola is being accused of the murder of DJ Waras, who's also known as Warwick Stock, in Joburg last month. Stock's sister Nicole spoke to the media outside of the magistrate's court in Johannesburg, saying children are losing parents as role models.
Here you see there's 3 boys that have been left behind. But how many boys are without fathers? How many boys are without mothers?
Moving abroad, key European allies of Ukraine and top U.S. envoys are meeting Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky in Paris in France today. It's part of their latest bid to agree security guarantees for any ceasefire in Russia's war against its neighbor. And finally, Swiftonomics hit again. A French wine brand, Sancerre, has sold out all of the stock on the website of its American distributor after it's been dubbed Taylor's Wine by her fans. The wine briefly appeared close to a mixing desk during episode 5 of Taylor Swift's latest documentary, End of an Era. It sells for about $40 a bottle in the US. Now, this phenomenon has been cited as Swiftonomics due to the singer's apparent ability to make or break brands with an endorsement. I'm Marlene Frischer. More on these and other stories are on jacarandfm.com.